Bro Hardy, we managed to get Miss Juliana White, who's the Director of Capital Markets, Non-Bank Financial Institutions Regulatory Authority in Bafira, on the line, and Retapuloho Mutsubi, who is the Chairperson of Botswana Investment Professionals Society. Good morning and welcome to The Breakfast Show.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for having us, and good morning to the Yarona FM listeners.
All right.
Yes. All right. Now, let's jump right into it. Now, this morning, we are going to unpack the importance of understanding the advantages and the risks of online trading, and as well as obviously the regulatory framework that is built around it pertaining to shares and derivatives. Ma White, maybe you just introduce yourself and briefly explain what Imbafira does.
Thank you, Branjo. As you've already introduced me, I'm Juliana White. I'm the Director of Capital Markets at Imbafira. I just want to explain that Imbafira is a big institution that regulates a huge industry that falls in the financial services sector. The financial services sector is divided into two. We have the banking industry, and we have the non-banking financial services industry. So Imbafira's mandate is to supervise the
non-banking financial... Mawait, we seem to be losing you there. Hello?
Hello, can you hear me now?
Yes,
much better.
We can hear you.
Sorry about that. No, I was just explaining that in terms of the Imbafira mandate, Imbafira supervises the industry referred to as the non-bank financial institutions.
Yes.
I just wanted to distinguish between banking industry and non-bank industry. So anything within the financial services industry that does not fall under banking typically would be regulated by Imbafira. But my specific department really is to supervise the capital market. And that is the industry that looks after investment.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right, fantastic. And Remutsubi, maybe you can let us know what the Botswana Investment Professionals Society does. What do you guys do?
Thank you, Brendo. The Botswana Investment Professional Society, or BIPS for short, is a voluntary organization.
Yes.
Made up of registered fund managers in Botswana. It exists to advance the industry, the asset management industry within Botswana, as well as the environment within which investment professionals in Botswana operate. It also exists to facilitate effective relationships and communications with key stakeholders in this country, such as Imbafira. So Imbafira regulates us.
Yes.
As asset managers, we also have a lot of issues that are of great interest to government that we deal with, and so we are there to facilitate sound and good relationships between government and Imbafira as well.
Okay. Now, the gist of our discussion this morning is to really get into this online trading stuff. What is online trading and some of the products that are currently available in the market?
Okay, so I'll take that one. So online trading is when investors make use of the internet or other forms of technology to invest effectively electronically. And some of the products that are available out there, I'll start with the regulated products because I think that's really where we want people to be investing.
Yes.
It's not a good idea generally for people to invest in unregulated products. So starting with the regulated ones, and by regulated, I mean duly registered with Imbafira, right? Meaning they have passed an Imbafira stamp of approval that these are products that are appropriate to be invested in by Botswana. Doesn't mean that it guarantees a good outcome, but it means that the likelihood of you enjoying a positive outcome through investing with an Imbafira registered product is significantly higher.
And that means that Imbafira has vetted these people that you're investing in.
It has vetted the people, it has vetted the companies, their backgrounds, their financial standing, and it continues to vet them beyond just from the beginning.
Okay.
So the types of products that investors can invest in online that are registered with NBFIRA are primarily unit trusts or put another way, collective investment undertakings. And these are basically a basket of investments, right? So if you take an asset manager, they would have a collective investment undertaking which has a basket of, for example, shares, right? Shares are part ownership in businesses that are trading on a stock exchange. And so what the asset manager will do is decide what goes into that basket, and then the investor can invest in that unit trust online. That's one example of a product that's out there. But to talk a bit about the unregulated products, and I think this is really where the challenge is in the industry, is where people access investment products like Forex trading schemes, cryptocurrency, and other forms of generally unregulated investments, yet are easily available online. I think that's where we find a lot of challenge in the industry, because those are not regulated with NBFIRA, and they tend to promise very, very high rates of return, and that never tend to materialize.
Yes. All right, and I think we'll hone in a little bit more into that, because you find that a lot of Botswana become victims to a lot of these people who are phishing, obviously, on social media sites like Facebook and Instagram and all of these things, and it looks like we are obviously open without any sort of protection. And if Botswana are a bit more informed, as in terms of what kind of decision to take before you actually put your money into some of these things, then you are better off. If you could just hold it for me, Remotsubi Lemme White. We'll get back to you. We're just going to do our news headlines and we'll continue with our discussion.
No problem.
All right, it is the Big Breakfast Show on a super rocking Tuesday morning. And on the line, I've got Miss Juliana White, Director Capital Markets in NBFIRA, and Mr. Tapologo Motsubi, Oile Goreng. He is the chairperson at BIPS for short. Jano, Momosong Agompieno, they are basically enlightening us, you know, as the public, with investment information that will enable us to make informed decisions regarding investment products and risks that may be presented to us online. Remotsubi, before we went, before we went to the break, you were still telling us about, you know, how you know, we can sort of the type of things that we should be looking out for, especially when it comes to all of these other dicey online investment opportunities.
And I guess one of the questions that comes up is how can a potential investor know what is realistic from an investment opportunity standpoint and what is not? Right?
Yes.
To give you a sense, in our economy, if you take your money and deposit it in a registered banking institution, and you commit to saving it in that banking institution via deposit for about a year, you can expect a return of about 4 to 5% a year in interest, right? That's over a year. So now, if you go onto Facebook or you get a WhatsApp blast that is telling you it's going to give you a return of 4% in a day, every day for the next 30 days, right? Or even 1% a day, which is what a lot of these things say.
Yes.
I laugh because I know there's one particular scheme that once did that. It work at 4% every day.
Absolutely. In addition, oftentimes what they will see is very attractive photographs, maybe with an expensive vehicle and all sorts of promises of how life-changing events are going to occur within a short space of time as a consequence of investing and getting 1% a day. I want to say to Botswana right from the onset that when they see those kinds of returns, they should be highly skeptical, and the first thing they should do is contact NBFIRA and ask them, is the person offering that investment scheme registered with NBFIRA?
All right, and right there, Remotsubi, let me rope in Mayor White on the existing laws. that relates to online trading. Go ka tlhalosetsa gore molao one wa reng ga go tla go di ontsetsa bo forex trading and online trading.
Thank you, Brando. Yes, Sira in 2020 promulgated regulations along online trading. They are called Securities Online Trading Services Regulations of 2020. They were published in November by the minister. So these regulations, what they require effectively is that anybody who wishes to offer investment services through the internet or electronically, they must apply for a license with NBC.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, nonkana, we must remember that NBC, like Nikki were at the beginning, it's got a specific mandate. Mandate to NBC high regulated somewhere the same way. It regulates particularly in the capital markets, securities. The securities diabe, the man and li diabe, diabe, the shares, the bonds, commodities, derivatives, including futures and options, indices. Jalo. Jalo. Ga di amane gope le tse dingwe tse e leng gore ga di a kwala mo molaong wa rona yaaka go nang kotswe under the Securities Act. Jaanong, Batswana ba tshwanetse gore ba tlhaloganye gore kana gore ba itse gore tse e leng gore di a letelelwa ko indisira ke dife le tse e leng gore ga di letelele gore batho ba ba di rekisetse ke dife. But the best thing for them would be to contact NBC and ask, either by phone or by you sending an email or by going into Facebook. The investments are a little bit complex. Not everybody would understand what an investment is. I think normally what people do is that they just look at rate of return
for in
your product. These are online trading platforms. They must get them licensed with us.
Mm-hmm.
The controllers, the people that are effectively going to be operating those platforms.
A motho e ka re gongwe a latlhegetswe ke madi a tla go ikuela ko go lona re kana ke ne ka botsa ka batho ba le nthetse la re ke ka investa madi jaano madi a me a ile
ha ba se gore go ntse jana batho ba ileng gore we can have access to ke bona ba ileng gore ba ka fall into two categories e ka nna batho ba ileng gore ba license tse le rona re ba ne tsitseta tsa gore ba operate
ke bona ba le ka ba tsela nkgato
bona le ba bangwe ba ileng gore nna ba tshwanetse ka bo papatele segile gore ba ka ba apply the license mme ga ba apply the license mme bone ba ntse ba tseletse ba they are offering those products to members of the public. Yes, of course, ha ba tsoba e le ba tsoba ba ntse jalo ba ile gore ba ka tsoba ba tsheditse bangwe mo sechabeng. Those people that have been defrauded can come to us and then we will look into the situation. And you know, I must actually also, before I get with my next point, say that I am Baba to say that I am Baba to say that I am license. To say that we are an institution. Raba kwalela. We don't have regulatory framework to license or regulate you. Bango baba to bao, they take that letter, those letters, And they go to members of the public at about a bona, in the quality. Irequality, horahore, remove one, erbatabo, and so renail and might. Homo, the Mufilo Hudrahala, hunting things. So Nakara like one of us on a walk or a kiba, but pretty much, but live a lady, the hunted in Sijana or Batahaba by TC, by Dirisama Kala Rona, among our rejection, among Willi Hala, Rabala Lankorta, framework or not high coverage products as a boy.
Right. Now, it's come from a listener on the WhatsApp line. I don't know if this is within the scope of, what you can be able to tell us. Please do me a favor and ask the MBFIRA representative to touch on whether or not tax laws would be revised, adjusted, or rewritten to make provision for online forex trading account profits, or normal income tax laws already in place would always apply. Which one is it? And if yes, are tax returns required to be filed as a business or on a personal or individual capacity? It's an interesting one.
How about a tax loss for foreign accounts? Are they referring to the forex trading?
Emma.
When I come forex trading, I think the remote TV Nakila Paragane, she touched on it a little bit earlier on. Forex trading is a speculative trading that trades on a product that do not really fall under scope of same fear. Because those are people that are basically trading on the margin, say, for a rate, it's a betting system. On the internet.
All right. Remutsubi, maybe rekatsana mo go yone ya di Ponzi scheme. Gore, how can our listeners better identify pirate schemes or Ponzi schemes in order to avoid being scammed? Because kana tsone jo tsetsa bo di cryptocurrency tsa bo interweng, it looks like there's a whole new movement. Yeah, people who are actively recruiting people on a daily basis into these things.
Yes. So I would say the first way that a potential Ponzi scheme can be identified is, again, if it's promising unrealistic rates of return. That is the first huge red sign. And much as I said, people must be careful if the rates of return being promised are 1 to 4% a day or higher. In truth, even earning a return of 20% a year, that is a high rate of return which is hard to achieve without taking on quite a lot of risk, right? Because you could get someone or nice forex, about 15% or 20% is low risk. No, it's still high risk to get anything meaningfully above the normal rate of interest in an economy. Usually a lot of additional risk is being taken, right? So the first red flag is unrealistically high rate of return. The second one is any scheme that involves recruitment, right? So often what they will say is, hey, tenya madi, nibile how ka taka out swap ba, how ka tsusa go ketsa scheme sa rona o taka batho ra go gonela madi yana. That is a huge red flag ya Ponzi scheme. And I would say, once you've identified those two things, habiliting, it is highly likely that it is a Ponzi scheme. Just those two things alone. High rates of return, recruitment equals Ponzi scheme.
All right. Utwala. Mogoteng tele ka batho ba le 5 and then every person o ke go tsengetsa madi.
Exactly.
Exactly.
So ba itlhela gore ba batlang ka madi ba helela ba duela ba na ba tsena pele and hela ya. That is a Ponzi scheme. Highly thin.
Very true and very interesting. Mawite, let's talk about complex investment structures. And how they are, hurriedly be on the other side, how at MBFIRA they are regulated?
we do have entities, the NBFIs, ba letela la gore ba rekise complex products. I can give you an example. A investment company with variable capital. That's a highly complex structure. It's an SPV that basically locks in the money, but that money registers a hansi. That product registers are what's called sophisticated investors.
Mm-hmm.
Sophisticated investors. Yeah, no. Some of the unsophisticated investors, they find themselves at the wrong end of these investments. Risk is involved in this complex structure. Within the capital markets here at NBFIRA, who are the intermediaries? Baba ngoba ba licenses engero na ba bidua. So the category is tengi tar. Who are the investment advisors? How le obata kusenga maji mo a product e offeri wangi a license offera o license engero na o sa ethalo kani go to an investment advisor umukope kore. To unpack this product by doing what? By looking at you and risk profiling you and checking your risk appetite. Are you a short-term investor? Are you a long-term investor? What type of return are you going to be looking at? And so on and so forth. The other person, the industry that the investor can go to is asset managers. Asset managers, they can also do profiling. They can profile a typical investor and then package the product in line with their risk appetite or investment strategy. The other set of the other industry is the stockbroking community. They can risk profile. They can check. Are you? I'll give you an example. Normally, how much harata horeka products? Products are sitting with the people and cats and everything. Did I lead the bonds? Did we didn't lead the shares? Did we invest in short term loans, short term deposits, go to bank gain? Did you hella jalo? But when as a typical investor, also sophisticated, you may not be able to know. Correct. If you are given this ICVC as an alternative investment, what is it going to invest in? So, in order for you to be able to understand Horenya, is it suitable for the type of investment that I'm looking for? Don't ask Moteno who registers. Go to an independent licensed NBFI within the capital markets. And they can make you Baba, you see, there's a whole value chain investment there. Baba, you see, the intermediaries within this investment, providing services in the investment sector.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Ma White. Now, the Non-Bank Financial Institution Regulatory Authority and the Botswana Investment Professional Society on the show this morning undertaking a joint public education initiative, which is currently going on as we speak, to enlighten us in relation to all the information that we need when it comes to investing in online and Forex and all of those things that we are being asked to invest in of late, just to be gore le nne pudimatseba le le Batswana le itse the do's and the don't, o ska iphitlhela o le mo mathateng. We shall continue with our discussion, Mme White le Re Motsubi. Ga re boa kwa, ke batla go itse ka di-cryptocurrency gore a tsone la reng ka tsone, ebile gape are they being regulated mo Botswana? We are seeing a huge rise and it's one of the cryptocurrency that are mushrooming everywhere every day. So re batla go itse jalo gore tsone mo Botswana lona la reng ka tsone, and what's your take on it? And we'll be back right after the break. So it's the Big Breakfast Show, and it's currently 7:53. We've got Ms. Juliana White, Director Capital Markets at NBFIRA, and Mr. Tapulogo Motsubi, who is a chairperson of Botswana Investment Professional Society, on the line this morning. And yeah, before we went to the break, I was asking the question about cryptocurrencies.
Yes.
What's your take on cryptocurrencies, speculative investments? Are they regulated in Botswana? Matt White.
Oh, okay.
Crypto assets and cryptocurrencies, they are not regulated in Botswana. I think a little while ago, the central bank gave a statement, a press release on the status of crypto assets. Yeah, no. Rona ka kwano, like in Ribua, Ribuila, right at the beginning, we regulate securities business, securities assets. Security shares, the stocks and bonds, derivatives, commodities, you know, your typical, but also we regulate the CIUs, like Ramusu Nabuila Kanzele. So, then, and the crypto, the definition of securities, but crypto is any more definition in Yarona. Even though we have the platform, the law that regulates online trading, it is specifically focused on the online trading of securities related products. So, how do you definition of securities? Crypto doesn't really seem to be covered. It doesn't really extend to crypto because crypto is not. There's an underlying asset. People say that CHOPC or maybe DIHL and Alibi shares, or Kiraka share DHL. DIHL is a company, it's conducting a business that is generating income, your revenue, to make you realize for you will get dividends out of that. So crypto, how is that we unpack? In terms of the underlying assets, the underlying assets are crypto, back on crypto.
Okay. Re Mutsubi, maybe Luana, you can shed some light on the Yonakanyadi cryptocurrency.
Yeah, speculative investments and the like.
Yeah. So what I want to emphasize is that, as Mawait has just said, it is not clear what is backing crypto assets. Indeed, when you take the most popular cryptocurrency, which is Bitcoin, what is really backing Bitcoin is two things. First is a mathematical formula. The second is computing power. Right?
Yeah.
It is not regulated by any government, not by any state. And the whole idea behind it is that through this mathematical formula, there's a given number of crypto bitcoins that are in existence, and they can be mined. Right? And mining each extra one requires greater computing power. Right? And that seemingly is what gives the Bitcoin its so-called scarcity value, right? But from my perspective, Bitcoin and all other cryptocurrencies, and, you know, the Canada's Bank of Botswana statement, it's actually got an interesting paragraph. The reference to crypto assets as a currency is a misnomer because they do not display key fundamental characteristics of money or currency, being one, a stable store of value. Right? So kind of money for it to be functional, needs to be stable. Right? And I'm sure you and all the listeners know that cryptocurrency is not at all stable.
Yeah.
The price can jump 10 to 20% in a day. It can fall 50% in 3 months. It's not stable.
Eh, kona hutla gote motho a tena na le 40 million ka moso e be go tona le 500 pool.
Exactly. So that's why cryptocurrencies need to be viewed primarily as a highly speculative form of security. Right? And therefore, how would they am? But one hello for by pull a lot of bow bail at a movie cryptocurrencies. Number one, hell like a mawa it nabia. Have you regulated NBFIRA? So how can I tell? Tota, Hakona or Kasiela NBFIRA, over our name, one fixes the cryptocurrency, Madio Kazamai. Sabobi. Is that just like we were talking about Ponzi schemes earlier? Ponzi scheme can take many forms, right? The cover will always be something like Forex or crypto or something else, but at the end of the day, very often it's still underlying a Ponzi scheme if it has those two key characteristics. One, high rate of return. Two, recruitment. Right? So, and the first, you know, just before this call started, we were talking about how Botswana should see Ndufira as a partner in their investing journey. And that does not mean that you engage Ndufira at the end or when there's a problem. No. You must engage them at the beginning, right? When you are asking yourself for it, is this a regulated, you know, what is this? I'm being promised 1% every day. The first thing, contact Ndufira. Is this person who's offering this to me, are they registered? That's a starting point. And so many people can avoid losing. The horror stories that are out there, good, if we had to talk about them, we'd be depressed for the whole of today because it is so disheartening.
Yes.
So I really want to encourage Botswana for it to make full use of Ndufira in that first step of their investing journey to help them avoid possible losses and instead direct themselves to places where maybe the returns are not advertised as being so spectacular, right? But at the end of maybe 5-10 years, number one, you have that initial money that you put in, and number two, you have a reasonable rate of return that has been generated with moderate to low risk.
All right, we've come to the end of our discussion, Ramatsubi Lema White.